extract it down, stuff like that. Please be mindful of the art on the wall. We scheduled this reading for the closing of Molly Springfield's show, General Reader, because we thought it was an apt fit. And so if you get a chance, although it's really crowded in here, we know, to check out her work, that would be great. A lot of thanks goes to Dave Gustine and Victoria Rice from Transporter Gallery. Dave, thank you.
The CIA likes you.
Great thanks for Paul for bringing his own chair.
That's how I roll.
Sorry, letters.
It's going to be a casual reading tonight. We're going to have three readers in each half. Each reader is going to go 5 to 10 minutes. If you want to heckle, that's great. Maybe not great, but be alive to the reading. Welcome everybody, and we're going to start with let me a little backstory. This is a readers group that started at the Corcoran College of Art and Design. It's no longer confined to that. Lots of the members are graduates and just affiliated peoples. We're called the Daniel Steele of Advanced Poetics.
Society.
But we're changing the name to just D. Steele.
Now we're done.
The Steele.
We are sorry that Doug Lang won't be reading tonight. I know. That's bad.
He died.
No, he's
just
not.
Kidding, he's not dead.
Anyway, we're going to start with Mike Corcoran, then he'll give a brief introduction to the next reader, and then we'll go like that through the half. So everybody, welcome, and just settle in.
Hey, I'm glad to see everybody here, although you'll probably be disappointed. This is a series of poems that are American poems. This is Breakfast in America. The recycling is all over the floor because there's no place for it. The heat is off, it's cold, and I'm coughing. In running pants and other clothes I found on my floor. My coffee pot only makes 4 cups at a time, ensuring a fresh cup every time. Half of the house is at work, the other half in bed. The yogurt I ate was incredibly cheap, and I have eggs too. I turn off the furnace to calm Freddy Krueger. A couple runs from Starbucks. Standing on the porch, people are sniffing. A man is sniffing. The bus stops. At a light, a girl wipes her eye. The pause becomes a metaphor. The stairs creak. The roof leaks. The news is always bad. This is breakfast. Go America, baby. Actually, this is the second half of that poem.
Lunch.
This is America. Everything has a remote. I wish my coffee cup had a remote. I would send it to get more half and half. Instead, we drink coffee in the kitchen like the Berenstain Bears, like a family. The cops are patrolling outside. Did I mention this is America, baby? I should have a job coming up with catchphrases for troops in Iraq. Still reaping the benefits of my forefathers, I was raised by 2 gay couples. Anything goes. This is America, baby. And the airport of America. Riding the escalators all day in the airport of America, baby. Watching the watches under the counter. Where are we going to see art? To see the streets of New York? Right here in America? The capital city of the world, baby? NGA, the airport of America, baby. Sandwiches are $10. Coming to you live from 4th Street Northwest. Are there steps over here? Of course, this is America. We have steps everywhere. Big ivory marble staircases. We art walk everywhere with our hands behind our backs. Art walking in America, baby. Airport of America, baby. Rain, snow, or cold, look out that window. It's hot outside. This is America, baby. Coming to you live from the streets, from right off the streets of America. We're the tourists on our own tour. This is America. Our car is made of granite and marble, and we have the biggest buses, too. We are Americans. We are in America at the airport of America, baby.
Yes. Can everybody move to the front of the bus a little bit here?
Where's the park, son?
There we go.
Yeah.
Watch out for the ladder.
Damn it.
Trying to close that door.
Yeah, the rats are going to come in, so we don't want that coming.
In America, the rats are going to come in.
Yeah, all right.
All right, another American poem. This is my last American poem. I'm sorry to all you patriots. The family holiday of America. Riding out to celebrate the holiday of food and thanks. Riding through the suburbs to a turkey in the suburbs of America. Out here I can see my breath in the cold, and it's red, white, and blue. Out here all the birds overhead are bald eagles, and buffaloes and cowboys wander along the highways. Here I can walk into any house and have a home. This is the suburbs, and this is America. Sometimes we get lost in cul-de-sacs, but we take our time. It's Thanksgiving in America, and we are on our way to see an American family and eat a turkey, the anti-eagle. My friends of friends I've never met are there, and there are more on the way. When all are present, we begin to pray. A couple people leave the room. This is America. Any belief goes here. When we pray, when the prayer is over, we eat our food and praise it too. Here in the colonies, we eat their hearts out with ham, turkey, adobo, pork, squash, potatoes, noodles. Everything swims in gravy and sauce on my plate and down my throat, red, white, and blue. Fills my stomach and makes me fall asleep on the floor in a home I've never been in before. And when I wake up, I sit up from behind the couch and I'm surrounded by a big American family. This is America. And this is Thanksgiving America. Thanks for food, family, and friends. Well, I'm going to read this other series. It's some poems from it. It's a shopkeeper series. I was a shopkeeper for a while. No longer am. Now a landscaper, so watch out for that. So the first one is, as a shopkeeper, if you have any questions, let me know. 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 I'm the all-knowing oracle of the universe. And a lot of the time when I was a shopkeeper, I just watched people. When I'm people watching on the sidewalk, the oak tree drops acorn bombs that thud off roofs of cars, startling me and passers-by. When I'm people watching on the sidewalk, it's either feast or famine, a lull with no one at all, or so many people of interest, my neck is sore and my eyes just catch glimpses. When I'm people watching on the sidewalk, there's a noise from the construction and buses. A man on a cement mixer yells. A woman gets hit with an acorn. When I'm people watching, I explain that acorns are falling from the oak tree when a woman walking glares at me. When I'm people watching on the sidewalk, I see workers carrying filing cabinets on their backs. A man smashing cardboard into trash. Tourist trolleys with tires and no tracks. People carrying computer trash. Dogs on leashes, broken glass. When I'm people watching on the sidewalk, I see a crippled man with change and glass, a lot of ass. I nearly see an auto crash. A friend, a sailor I know from past. When I'm people watching on the sidewalk, I make a horrid glance to the foot of an old man's pants, whose bowels relax too fast. I gasp, I gag, his wet pants sag. Sometimes sidewalk people watching such a drag. And I just got two more poems in this, or maybe three, or four.
No, yeah. All
right, I get two then. All right, here we go. Four, three. All right, then I'll take this one away.
No, go for it.
Here, a thief in the shop. A thief in the shop. A bare spot on the wall. A picture missing. Never stole. It was stolen. Stolen from my boss? Maybe. Stolen from me? Definitely. I sat at my desk as they walked by. I probably even smiled. Bye. I really want to get that guy. I hope, so I can smash his face to pulp. And then, while I'm cutting 13 boxes. I have a badass pair of scissors that I think I'll kill you with. I've been cutting up big boxes out beside the alley dumpsters and admiring these scissors as they crunch and crunch and crunch through. But a thought came to my mind when my hand was cramping last. I could use these badass scissors to stab right through your ass. Now, I'm not extremely violent, and I have a normal past, but I'd love to see your bloody face when I stab right through your ass.
Oh,
well, here comes Tess. And I always think she hates me. I don't know.
She
comes off like she hates me.
I come off like a hater.
Jessica Clouser? Jessica Clouser?
Yeah. Jessica Clouser. This is Jessica Clouser.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. She hates me. Hold this.
Okay, I'm gonna read until Casey tells me to stop. Okay? I'm gonna start with the poem that started it all for me with Danielle Steele in this society. It's dedicated to her because she's our founder and friend. My cunt moves mountains. My cunt is the sun and the moon and the stars. 65 miles per hour to my cunt. My cunt cured cancer and AIDS and unwanted pregnancy. There are wars fought over my cunt, and I stop them all with subtle ease. My cunt feels joy, pain, and love. The pleasure bestowed upon this cunt is immeasurable. Life revolves around my cunt. There is want and longing associated with my cunt, and they eat it all up, bite by bite. My cunt is notorious for the games it plays. My cunt generates worldwide fame, walking the red carpet in the season's most fashionable attire, stealing the show away from rival participants in the cunt's unforgettable performance as an autistic child. My cunt will one day become president. Once citizens tire of cock and balls with their upper class hypocrisy, my cunt will stop world hunger, feeding the poor, healing the sick, and the weak. My cunt will prevail, as all cunts ultimately prevail.
That's American.
Okay, they're not going to be all that fun. They're going to be angry. This one is not titled or something. Sleep, please find me. My address is 1104 Monroe Street. I'm waiting, not so patiently. My body's aching from last night's spill. My head is bumped and swelling from the how-to book from the top shelf. Oh, Mr. Sandman, is it Mr. or Mrs. or Ms.? Come take me for, let's say, 5 or 6 hours. My brain is rotting like a commercial from the early 90s with the eggs breaking and the no, yes, no, I'm not on drugs, so how would I know that feeling? Confirm or deny, this town is fucking crazy. So glad I'm not part of the scene tonight or any scene filled with pretentious young things. See, this is exactly why I'm still awake, wasting energy on these people. I'm placing a call to all the lonely saps on Capitol Hill. Unless you're Banjo Boy, that last date didn't really do it for me. Sorry, please don't call again. My friends are indeed crazy. And when you met them, it was only them. Yeah, no, shut up. I'm going to sleepwalk in your mind, get in your dreams, take over your thoughts, make it worth the time to just reject it all. I am the devil, I think, and I doubt the devil sleeps. This is explaining almost everything. I feel weak-headed, or is it weak-hearted? I'm done thinking. The sun is rising, the spot on the wall enlarging. To a black hole, I'm entering. It's a new dimension. We'll start anew again.
Woo!
It's really hot in here.
It's only getting hotter.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, friend. This one's called Insert Pretentious Title Now. Thank you. My vagina is depressed. It's been starving for affection.
and there are no prospects in sight. Last week I went to Evil Disco, got drunk and had quite a time, but as always, I stumbled home alone. And the killer is, I want to be alone, but 2.5 months is 1 month too long. Missing something long been taken for granted. Missing rides in your car on trips to nowhere, and I've tried to keep my mouth shut, but you really disappoint me, giving up so soon. We never even got to the good part, the safe, comfortable stage. It's all final now, the ring on her finger proves it. Erasing those times from my mind. Pennsylvania is filled with dangerous memories. Sworn I've long since deserted, but it's really I who's been deserted. Stalked by a past, the should-haves, would-haves, could-haves. What's the word I'm searching for on the tip, tip, tip of my tongue? In empty spaces between cracked walls and black hole places. Regret. It kills. Like a best friend stabbing in the back. Except this is slower, and the wounds heal harder. The wounds harder to heal. All they need is time to one day bleed us dry. Or something. Where am I at? Should I stop soon?
Do another one.
No, keep going.
Okay. One or two?
Yeah, two or three.
Okay. I think she left me here to die. Mississippi River, you stink of used maxi pads and cold milk. Driftwood lazily floats by as I stare off to distant trees bearing no color or life. You bring me down, Mississippi River, like an AA meeting I'm forced to attend after one too many run-ins with the law. The sun shines down, but the murky, mud-filled water appears flat and unattractive. The cold Memphis wind blows as the rotting scent increases, leaving me gagging and cold. I wonder, Mississippi River, how many you swallowed whole, entrapping with unfulfilled desires. You are indeed a deceitful friend. No surprise I never sought you out before, this location I've so easily resisted, and after this passing moment, content never to see your dark waters again. Or something.
Woo! Be confident!
Oh, it is!
That's right, Paul.
Okay, maybe I just like read two more, is that okay?
Yeah.
Read it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't say
something again. Just found out he's engaged. 20 and engaged. All I can manage was a forced smile and a request for another glass of vodka. What? Didn't you know? We're all alcoholics here. Yes. I'm just having trouble believing. Like my life is some bad TV movie. Touch commercial, need a break, an on and off switch. And if I could just avoid the keystone state, I can stop the spinning in my head and the tightening in my gut, one blow followed by another. 'Tis the season for losses, mourning this one daily. Because I don't know this person, and these fucking words won't change a thing. My mind passes evil thoughts of love confessions that pull you back to reality. It's not up to me, it's your bed. Oh, excuse me, yours and hers, and you can both lie in it. The inside of your parents' house, your car, your head is now a mystery, digesting this like a 5-course meal, and I'll shit it out and let it rot, because this is a dangerous game, and I'm through with those. She'll always have the upper hand. And it's called Is It Daylight Savings Yet?
No.
No, it's not. Not even close. Winter is a filthy drunken whore rubbing against my leg, while spring, the pure Virgin Mary, a teasing spoiled bitch who refuses to come out and give me the time of day. I curse you, weatherman, giving me false hope, false starts, you pimp daddy bastards, mocking me night after night with phony predictions. Preparing me for spring, disappointing me with the hungover winter, who never seems to take a hint. Suppose I'll kick her out eventually and patiently wait here for my maiden spring. Okay, Michael Terrazano is next. Is that my beer or is that yours?
No, that's
okay, thanks.
More introductions.
No, are you going to introduce
He's awesome all? And great and a total bastard.
Woo!
Or something. Or something.
I am contact sheet. A-N.
M-P.
A-N.
I'm going to have to change the page. Alright, this one's called A New Day. A new day, golden foreign reliefs, my passport photo, your phone call, the packed up hatch, dusted, vacuumed, cleaned, empty, empty, empty. The double exposure, the realization of power. 4410, beginnings, 743, remember, 259. The great hope on the horizon, I can't believe you did that. Next, sadness, fuel efficient, commonplace, obtuse. The face of Texas, she wanted out. She is herpes, she is love. A train ride, a taxi, a gift. What is exactly I'm supposed to do with this? It's like we're 30, getting drunk, talking business, eating pizza. Where's the second half of it? I've lost it. Puked in the alley, on my shoes, with your watch, on time, forgetful, past tense, pretense. As low as you can go, but you make me laugh, so sue me. This is one of my celebrity poems.
Yes!
Give it to us, Mike.
Come on.
Mike, keep
it. It's called a Love Song for Kate Moss. Okay. I like it when you dance, topless. This is called Ideology and Insanity on the Road to Nova Scotia. Movements in fields, on a sunny side, pilled down the highway with $20 for gas and one working ear, wearing sunglasses to pass the time away. Right. This is called Jeanine Garofalo is Your Spirit Animal. We flew on a plane, we slept together, and we slept together with other people. I'm going to marry you, Emily Shaw. You've met my parents. This is called For Marissa in the Form of an Email.
Marissa.
I hope this feeling's not too grounded in memories of burnt flesh and forgotten sunglasses and a careless waitress with bad music, looking sexy while trying not to get pummeled by the waves. No wet hair, wet towels, scary rides with kids laughing underwater like I'm five, like it's great, like we like it. This one's called Head Over Heels. I'm sad tonight, and I think it's because you're gone. And my feet hurt, and my stomach, and I miss you. P.S. My fingers are falling apart. this is Love in the Infinite. You were in my dream last night, driving a silver Honda Civic. You just gave him a $7 tip. Now let's go get high.
Intermission time.
This is another of the celebrity poems. This one's called For Paris Hilton on My Birthday.
I love Paris Hilton.
I don't like it when you cry, but it's way less depressing than a morning after with the topless photograph, a slinky and false pop hits. You too can be a monument to pro-life. You are Mother Teresa. Burn it, baby, and while you're at it, I need to kiss goodbye for luck. Because you know we're headed out, and even if I only have a good title and my cheap shirt, I want to be there with you. I want to see my reflection in the diamond skull. I want what I am, even if we're no good. At $8 an hour, who's counting the beers? And who's looking up references? Don't blame me, it's the mailman. Don't blame him, it's the thing of your imagination. It's too soon to cope. Go cry about it. This one was written by my friend. This one's like not funny.
It's not funny at all.
My friend's sister, she wrote this on our blog last week when she found out she had breast cancer.
Oh, hilarious.
So, yeah. But I think it's like really good, and so I wanted to share it.
Yeah, read it.
It's reasons why I have cancer. Smoking, drinking, tanning, swearing, staring into the microwave, heating food on plastic trays, candy corn, dioxin bleached toilet paper, telling people not to give money to Susan J. Komen because breast cancer research is stupid, telling everyone that it's practically impossible for a 27-year-old to have breast cancer, not loving Jesus. And so to follow that, I have another celebrity poem. It's called Please Come Home and Love Me. Lindsay Lohan, you are my dream of perfection, of profitability, of mediocrity. This one's called The Horse You Rode In On. This was like, this accompanied. Yeah, it accompanied my thesis.
Okay.
The horse you rode in on. All right. The horse you rode in on, remembered in motion, with tenderness, dog food, and a boner. Unforgotten, removed, and backhanded. It came in the mail, and when we opened it, the job was complete. Setting sail on a highway, too many conversations in a foreign language, dictated and forceful between the mind. Love or leave it, too hard to tell, so say you're sorry. All right, and I have two more now. This one's But We May Not Be Friends in a Year.
Oh, they're not all funny.
This is a really serious one.
None of them are really funny. We're just
because you're drunk.
How dare you?
Right. Do you even get my emails? My plane ride, 747, the Safari Samba experienced on a map with a direction and a story, institutionalized, now meaningless and ignored. This is my last one. This is called Pillow Talk.
There's a movie called Pillow Talk.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It's
hilarious.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pillow Talk, baby.
Alright.
What?
It's right. Pillow talk.
Shut!
Classy guy. You've got to pee in that stuff. Slip and fall. Read and write. Build the back door up and don't tell the neighbors. Do a shoot. Puke all day. Get yelled at by a cop who's following too close. In the mail. On the mall. Re-edit this before you go on. Step inside. Platonic cuddling, punctuated with red, vomit, and a baseball daydream. I really hope it comes out. Do the laundry, that corduroy dress, made lasting impressions on each other. Well-versed in etiquette, halfway through a stone story, stopping only to protect, the fact you know it was weird. Second story, second daughter, second son. Say that to me again, I can't hear you in the other room. Forbidden discussions, a flight back to Chicago, this is the last time we'll ever meet here. I want to remember it for now.
Alright, this is a great first half. We're going to take about a 10-minute break. Everybody stretches a little bit.
I don't want to flow against art.